Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning where I live here in Kennebunk. Blue sky, a little bit in the cool side, but it's going to warm up, and I'm going to get outside, do some weeding and cleaning, and start to fertilize the beds. And if I get enough energy, maybe I'll start to work on the lawn. It's time for that, too. And joining us this morning is Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company to give you some information about crabgrass, because when the forsythia is in bloom in your yard or in your town, it's time to think about controlling or preventing the crabgrass from becoming a real problem in your lawn. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your gardener listeners.
It's a pleasure to have you this morning, and it's an important time because it's one of the first things that we need to do is to take care of the crabgrass. Tell us a little bit about crabgrass and what we should do to control it.
Well, Paul, the first thing we have to understand about crabgrass is that it is an annual grass, so it germinates in the springtime, lives its whole season through the summer, and then the fall it dies, sets its seeds down, and gets ready for next year. And that's its life cycle. To control it, probably the very best thing we can do is have a healthy lawn. And all things that we're going to talk about later are ways of developing a healthy lawn. But if you have a healthy lawn, it will choke out, shade out a lot of weeds, including crabgrass. And that's one of the goals that we should have. One thing that we can do that is something very simple for us all to do is to just set the lawnmower blade at about 3.5 inches above the ground, so that when you cut the grass, you have a nice, healthy, thick lawn there, because that does a good job of shading out crabgrass that would be germinating in the late spring. Crabgrass germinates when the soil temperature is around 53 degrees. A lot of times we'll see crabgrass germinating first in landscape beds that are kind of open and sunny. You'll see them in the cracks by the driveway, because the concrete is a bit of a heat sink and warms up the ground a little bit faster in that area. But it has to be 53 degrees for it to germinate. And the crabgrass seed is germinating on the top of the soil. You know, nobody goes and, well, unless you have a problem, but you don't usually go and rototill your lawn every year to bring up new seeds. It's the seeds that were there from last summer or summers before. Crabgrass can leave a lot of seeds. One crabgrass plant, I read a report years ago from a grad student, because I don't think a professor would do this, but somebody gave a report that said that one crabgrass plant can produce 100,000 seeds, plus or minus. All those seeds don't, I know, it's a lot. It seems like they're all in my yard, too, by the way. But all of them don't germinate at the same time. There's been a lot of weed science reports on crabgrass that, and not just crabgrass, but on weeds, that shows that weeds germinate at different times. Some of the 100,000 seeds, if we use that example, will germinate next year, some of them 2 years, and some of them as long as 30 or 40 years later. And so it's a mechanism to protect themselves and keep their species growing. Now, knowing that kind of stuff, Paul, tells me that in the springtime, when the forsythia are blooming, is about the time when the soil is the right temperature for the crabgrass to germinate, and that's the best time for you to put on a pre-emergent crabgrass herbicide. Pre-emergent crabgrass herbicides do a really good job for about 2 months. Some of them last a little bit longer, but most of them are about 2 months. And then if you haven't done anything to make your grass nice and thick, fill in the bare spots, you're still going to probably have crabgrass. And then when it does germinate after the 2 months of protection control by the pre-emergent material, you'll probably either have to make another application of the pre-emergent material, or post-emergently, that means after the crabgrass has germinated, spray it with a post-emergent herbicide. And there are a number of post-emergent herbicides on the market. Bayer Advance came out with one a few years ago. We were the first ones that came out with a combination product that includes a crabgrass herbicide with a broadleaf weed herbicide, so you could do two things at once. You know, we call it all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer. And it works very, very well at controlling crabgrass in your lawn until the crabgrass gets to be about 3 inches in diameter, which is about the early part of July. Then it gets too big. And at that point, we have another crabgrass material called Crabgrass Killer for Lawns that works better on bigger crabgrass. But in the time period that we have this spring, grow a healthy lawn. Do what you can to make the lawn as healthy as possible, and you will do your best to keep crabgrass at a minimum and keep it easier to control. When I mentioned this thing about 3.5-inch plate height, there was a study at North Carolina State University right here in my backyard that showed that if you keep your mowing height at 3.5 inches, you can reduce crabgrass by 77%. Doing
wow.
nothing more than growing your grass properly, you can reduce it, because grass does a really good job of shading out and out competing these weeds that are there.
So at this time of the year, we should put down the all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer. And then fertilize the lawn. And if there's moss visible, definitely put down a product that will make the soil less acidic. Because I've always been told and learned at school that if your soils are acidic, you're more likely to have more weeds, broadleaf and crabgrass type weeds in your lawn. So if you keep it sweet, fewer weeds. And now raising the blade to keeping the grass tall to create shade will help to cut back on the amount of weeds also. So those are two great tips that you've given us today.
And the shade we're talking about is right underneath the grass that's growing. Right, we want to shade out the ground where the grass is. One of the problems that we have, and we have to talk about shade a little bit, if your whole backyard is shaded, that's not what the grass likes. The grass likes a nice sunny environment. But we want to, in that micro area right beneath the grass, we want to shade that out to keep the crabgrass seeds there or other broadleaf weed seeds from germinating.
Okay, now, once we get into the summer and we're seeing little patches of crabgrass, then you want us to use the crabgrass killer for lawns, and this is a liquid that we can just spray in those areas?
Yes, and you know what? I learned something last year from your son Patrick on this show, and I didn't realize how important it was till he told me this. He says, if you have big patches in your lawn and you're able to control the crabgrass, the best thing to do after the crabgrass is controlled is to get some good grass seed, put it there, and let it germinate and let it take over. In the middle of the summertime might not be, or late spring or middle of the summer might not be a good time to ordinarily plant grass for your lawn, but it's a whole lot better to get something established there, or you're going to be fighting weed after weed after weed throughout the year. And I thought about that, and I thought, that really makes a lot of sense. And he said he learned that from one of his professors at school, so I'm sure you paid the tuition on that, Bill, and it paid off, pal.
Yeah, we finally got his school loans all taken care of, thank God. Now, how about the rose bed, Ken? You know, things are, it's still cold. The roses are beginning to show signs of coming back to life. What should we be doing in the rose garden at this time of the year?
Paul, the first thing that I've done, I mean, I know that here in North Carolina, I'm a couple weeks ahead of you. And both of us, by the way, are way ahead of Minnesota. I saw that they got a snowstorm earlier this week. But the first thing that I do is just inspect my roses to make sure that the canes are growing healthy. And that's the very first thing I do. Then I remove the mulch from around each individual plant and moat that area. And then I look at making an application of all-in-one rose and flower care, which is our systemic material that's both a fungicide and an insecticide.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue to tell you how to...
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company, and we've discussed how to prepare your lawn in the days ahead so that you'll have less crabgrass and broadleaf weeds and how to control them. We're now talking a little bit about roses. It's the time of the year where they need to be pruned and cleaned and prepared for the season ahead, and Ken is giving you some tips on what you should be doing. So, Ken, we've removed the mulch from around the plant, the winter protection that we've put around them. What's the next step?
Paul, the next step that I do, after I've inspected and removed the mulch and prepared the beds, I make an application of all-in-one rose and flower care, the systemic product that we make that controls insects and diseases and gives a little bit of fertilizer. I use that for a couple reasons. First of all, I don't have to spray my roses every week. But secondly, I find at this time of the year especially, everything is waking up at the same time. And if I can make that application and have it be my sentry to take care of the diseases and the insects while I can worry about my crabgrass, worry about this, worry about that in the yard, it really does save me time. And it does an incredibly good job of taking care of a black spot and taking care of the early insect pests. And even when I uncovered my roses last weekend and made my application here in North Carolina last weekend, I saw that some of the roses already had black spot on it. Maybe it was there last year. I can't tell if the pustules are how active they are, but I know that among all the things that I have to do and among all the things that Betsy tells me that I have to do, if I can save one step and not have to go out there and spray the roses, it saves me time to do other things.
Exactly. And if you have a product that lasts 6 weeks and you don't have to spray, and that's what I like about what Bayer is doing. They're making more products that are systemic. So you get the garden ready, you mix it in a watering can, you spray it, you pour it over the plant, soak the ground, and that way if it does rain, the insecticide is inside the rose itself and it doesn't wash off, so it's going to be a lot more effective.
We've found it to be very effective, Paul. provides a little bit of fertilizer. I use it all the time, and I'm really, really, really happy with it. And as you can imagine, it is very satisfying to be part of a team that developed that years ago. So it's win-win for me all over the board with that product.
Now, when we get into warmer weather, we're going to have other problems, such as mites and diseases will get more active when we get more humidity and warmer evenings. What do we switch to at that point to keep the roses happy, healthy, and blooming?
Well, that's a good question, because there's a new disease that everybody has to be on the lookout for, called rose rosette disease, and maybe in a future broadcast we can talk more in depth about this. But this is a virus disease that's transmitted by mites, and so we have to be very vigilant to make sure that our mites are under control. Mites are not generally a problem this time of the year. Mites are more of a problem when it's hot and dry out. And we just have to be paying more attention to mites, because rose rosette disease will kill your rose bush. It'll make it look sick for a few months before it kills it, but then it'll kill it outright. And it is what we're seeing around the country is people are complaining about it mostly on knockout roses, because they've gotten a little bit lazy with knockout roses and not having to spray for black spot, or not having to spray for some of the insects. And of course, the virus that's transmitted by this little tiny areophyid mite does very well on knockout roses. It also takes out hybrid teas as well. I've had to remove 4 hybrid teas in the last 2 years from my rose garden because I didn't want it to spread to the other ones. So yes, you're right. In the middle of the summertime, we have to worry about mites. We'll have to worry about powdery mildew this spring, if you haven't used the Drench product we talked about, and you have to spray for that. And then you'll have to take care of black spot and Japanese beetle and aphids. There's a lot of things to talk about on roses.
Okay, and we'll be talking with you again shortly. Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We had a lot more to talk about, but I think we've really sent out a message today. Concentrate on the lawn and get the roses ready. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The It's Not My Fault, My Computer Is Running Slow support group will come to order. Ready?
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
Excuse me?
Yes, Barry?
Isn't it somebody's fault when your computer slows down?
I think it's Barry's fault.
Thanks, Barry, for slowing down my computer.
If your computer is running slow, it's not always your fault. What you want for your slow computer is CleanPCNow.com. CleanPCNow is a new way to keep your computer running at its top speed. First, go to CleanPCNow.com. Now.com to download a free diagnostic, and in minutes we can find out what's slowing down your computer. Then you can easily activate Clean PC Now software to optimize your computer's performance. And with Clean PC Now, there's an honest to goodness live person available to answer your questions. Clean PC Now means an end to bringing someone into your home to fix your computer. Go to cleanpcnow.com today and get your free diagnostic. That's cleanpcnow.com. First we screen it, then we clean it. cleanpcnow.com.
It's Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. We've been trying to give you ideas of things that you should be doing, concentrating on your lawn, getting it raked, controlling crabgrass, planting grass seed to fill in those thin spots. Clean out your perennial beds, get them raked, and remove all of the dead sticks and stumps from last year. Uncovering your roses and getting them fed and putting a systemic product that will take care of the insects. They're going to come. Believe me, they're waiting just like you are to get on those plants. So if we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Mass with a question about raspberries.
Tom, who's up next? Judy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. Usually I have time in the fall or early spring to take care of my raspberries and clip them down to the ground, but this year I've been too busy, and now the little leaves are starting to come out. Is it too late for me to cut them down, or what do I do?
No, it's something that has to be done, and because you did miss it last fall, it's got to be done now, and the sooner you can do it, the better. So, I mean, a day like today, it's nice. Get outside, do some selective pruning, and remember, a raspberry cane or branch that has the remains of fruit clusters from last season will not produce again this year. That branch only produces once. And those branches have to be removed. Otherwise, you're going to have a thick-growing raspberry plant with very little fruit. The fruit will come on the new growth. So get all the old stuff out, remove it, cultivate around the plant, put down a good granular fertilizer like Vegetable Tone by Espoma or the Dr. Earth or the vegetable for fruits, nuts, and berries and the probiotics. And then the other thing that I like to do around raspberries, I don't like to weed because it's full of thorns, and I will put down a couple of inches in the rows of the raspberries of either compost. I'll put down seaweed. I'll use straw, but not hay, straw. And it prevents me from weeding. It holds the moisture in the ground a lot longer. And if you've got plenty of moisture in the ground, those berries are going to be larger in size, juicier, and more flavorful. So a day like today, get out there, cut back your raspberries, clean around your blueberries. If you have strawberries in your garden and there's no straw on top of them, now is a good time to do that. Weed the bed first, buy a bale of straw, spread it right on top of what's coming up. Don't worry about it. They'll poke up right through that straw. It will keep the berries clean. It will cut back on slugs. It will cut back on your weeding. So your perennial type berries, grapes, can be pruned at this time of the year also. That way you can thin it out and you can make the stems become larger. So this is the time to get in the yard, work on your perennial fruits, perennial berries, get them clean, pruned, fertilized, add some mulch around them, and then when they've all been clean, as long as there's no flowers on your plant visible, then I want you to spray those plants with a combination of all-season oil and either copper or a lime fungicide. And that's available at your local garden center. The copper or the lime sulfur will kill any disease spores that were left on your plants from last year. And the all-season oil will smother and kill any eggs that were left from insects on your raspberries, on your blueberries, on your grapes, on your apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherries. So there's still a lot to do. We get started, we do a little bit at a time, but for now, if you can concentrate on pruning, cleaning, getting them fed, and if you have time, you can get the all-season oil made by Bonide and the liquid copper. You can put them together in the same sprayer. Saturate that tree and really give it a good spray. Spray your grapes, your blueberries, your raspberries, your strawberries, and any other of the small fruits and berries that you have in your garden and your rose bushes. And it will help you tremendously because you're eliminating potential problems early in the year. So if you can knock out, let's say, 50% of the eggs that are going to be hatching in the next month. That means that 50% will not be able to mate and give you additional problems. So your problems during the summer will be a lot less. The other thing I want you to do at this time of the year, any of you that have hemlock trees, look at your hemlock trees today. Don't wait. Do it today. Look near the ends of your branches. Turn the branch over and look for the possibility of a white cotton. And if you see like little pieces of Q-tips on the underside of the hemlock foliage, you have something called woolly adelgid. And you can go down to your local garden center, pick up a product called Tree and Shrub. And this is a wonderful product. You mix it in a watering can or a bucket. You pour it at the base of your plant, and it will eliminate the insects in that plant. If you have a birch tree and your foliage has brown bubble-type growth in about a month, it's called a leaf miner. And if you can put the tree and shrub around your birches right now, as the sap moves up to the top of the tree, it will carry it. And it will take care of the birch leaf miner on the trees. No more spraying. It's a systemic, and the rain doesn't wash it off. But get your gardens clean, get them pruned, get them fed. Put some mulch around them to cut back on the weeding and to help to retain the moisture. The new shoots will come when you feed them, and you'll have the best raspberries in town. Thank you, Judy. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Hal from Cape Cod with a question about cypress.
Hal, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Sorry that you're not on Cape Cod Station these days. We hope to get you back.
We are.
You are?
Yes, we started about 3 weeks ago, and we are back on from 8 o'clock until 10. So turn us on.
95.1?
On 95.1.
Okay, good to hear. Hinoki cypress. About 7 years ago, we planted four Hinoki cypresses. Three have done terrific. They just are beautiful. The fourth place, which is right across from the other tree, was bad, to the point that last year we got rid of it, drove up to New Hampshire, picked up another nice one about 4 feet tall, planted it in late August, early September, right at the end of the month. And it's doing well, except down at about a quarter of the bush is brown branches, and unfortunately on the visible side, not the back wall side. And the question is, what happened? And the rest of the top of the tree and 80% of the cypress is doing well, but I got rather severe, maybe windburn, I don't know what it is. And what do I do with those branches? Is there any hope?
Okay. The first thing that you can do is when you go out in the yard today, take your fingernail, scratch through the bark of any of the branches that don't look as good as the rest of the plant, and if there's green underneath the bark, that branch is still alive.
Good.
And then what I would do is feed them with a good organic fertilizer like Holly Tone, or the Dr. Earth for evergreens with the probiotics. And probiotics has mycorrhiza in it. And Dr. Earth is a company from the West Coast. They have come onto the East Coast in the last 3 years, and they have some fantastic products. And you can just go to your local garden center You can go on your computer, type in Dr. Earth Fertilizer, and it will give you a dealer near you. And then I would, you know, fertilize them with that. The mycorrhizae will help that new plant that you put in September to grow a larger than normal root system. And as soon as that Hinoki cypress is well established, you'll have a lot less. It sounds like some of it could be winter damage. It sounds that some of it could have been from the nursery where you bought it. When they received it, it was all tied, and maybe some of the branches were cracked or broken, and the results didn't show up until the winter. But if there's green underneath the bark, then there's a very good chance it's going to come back. So feed it. If it continues to stay on the dry side, give them some water on a weekly basis to activate the food that you're going to be putting down. And I would even buy a liquid food, something like Miracle-Gro or Mir Acid, and spray the foliage. And that way the food is coming in from the ground and directly through the foliage, kind of a double way of attacking it to stimulate some new growth. And when you see that the plant is beginning to make flower buds, any of the, not flower buds, but new growth buds, any of the branches that are brown that are not producing those buds, then you can remove it at that time, and the plant will repair the damage quickly. Hinoki cypress is a wonderful plant. It's a hardy plant. It's a fast-growing plant. And once you remove any of the damage, get it fed, pamper it a little bit, it will bounce back. But mycorrhiza, that is the key to getting that plant off to a great start.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Bonnie knows. When you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've been trying to tell you things that you should be thinking about doing. And there's two more things that I want to talk to you about. Number one is, if you want to control Japanese beetle grubs organically, now is the time to do that. There's a company from Canada, and they were on the Shark Tank, if you ever watch that TV program. And the Shark Tank is supporting them. This is the Canadian version of the Shark Tank. Environmental factor produces natural enemies of the Japanese beetle grub. And it's called a nematode. And we have nematodes living in our soils, but during the winter, when it gets cold and the ground freezes, many of them die. So that you have to reapply it. And what's nice about the nematodes is you put it in the sprayer, you spray it on your lawn at this time of the year, and as the ground warms up, they begin to multiply. They will enter the grubs in your lawn, no matter if they're large or small, begin to mate inside the grub, eat it all out, and then move out and spread and grow into larger and larger colonies. And it is a great way of controlling the grubs if you want to keep your lawn natural and organic. But the name of the company is Environmental Factor, and the product is called Grub Buster. And it's available at your local nursery and garden center. Now, the other thing, this is the time of the year where the mice have come out of hibernation They're running around your yard, and they're picking up the little ticks from the deer. Now, there's a cycle. It goes from the deer to the mouse and then back to the deer. And right now, they are waking up, and the deer tick that causes Lyme disease and the ticks that live in your lawn are very, very active. They're getting ready for the season. If you want to stay natural, there is a product called Tick Tubes. It's made in Boston. It looks like a little toilet paper tube stuffed with cotton. And the cotton is sprayed with pyrethrum, which is a naturally occurring insecticide. And you take these tubes with the cotton, you put it near a wood pile, you put it near a tool shed, near a stone wall. The mouse will pick up the cotton, bring it to the nest, and use it as bedding. The mouse will lay in it, and if there's any ticks on the mouse, the pyrethrum will kill the tick. Will not hurt the mouse, but will kill all of the ticks that need to be on the mouse to get blood to mature so that they can now go to you or back to the deer and create a problem. It's all natural. It's a great way of controlling ticks in your yard without spraying the whole yard, because you're targeting where the tick is spending the next month or 6 weeks. And if you can kill the tick directly on the mouse, you're going to have fewer ticks in your backyard, front yard, but any place where you have tall grass, wood piles, tool sheds, patios that are close to the surface, but you can get underneath it where the mice would hide, now is the time to attack them. So get down to the nursery, get the tick tubes in position, and it will cut down the population. Incredible. Environmental factor with the grub buster is the way to get rid of the Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn. It's a nematode, a natural predator. And the nematodes will hurt nothing in your yard. Safe for your kids, your pets, your family. You spray it on your lawn, you spray it in your gardens, and the grubs are gone. And they will be there for the whole year. So they'll kill the ones that are there now, and any of the eggs that are laid in your lawn during July, August, and September. Get it in while the grubs...
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.